Good evening, and thank you so much, Brother Lincoln. Brother Lincoln was talking there. You know, I really don't deserve what he said. But I was wondering if I should have been the MC and Brother Lincoln the preacher. Tonight, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. While you're turning there, let me say it's so good to see everyone here tonight. And it would bless my heart and the hearts of the Christians who attend the Tuesday night meeting if you could try and make it. I know we have problems during the week, but oh, if you could make it out Tuesday night, our hearts would be encouraged. We could be on the subject of prayer, and it could be more of an encouragement meeting, not so much as a challenge. We'd love to see you on Tuesday evening. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. We're going to begin at verse 4. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have done no more than that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Turn with me again to Mark's Gospel, chapter 9. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 43. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Turn with me again for one more portion. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Verse 41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Listen at these words. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered or thirst, or a stranger naked or sick or in prison, and did that minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not unto one of the least of these, ye did it unto me. And this last verse, how solemn. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. I'm sure God will add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Tonight, I had a struggle with the message all week, not knowing what God really wanted me to speak on. But I feel I have his clearance that tonight he wants me to speak on judgment and hell. I try to get away from it. I don't want to talk about that. I would rather talk about the love of God. But seemingly, as I fought even this afternoon, I knew that God wanted me to speak on this tonight. Longfellow could take a worldly piece of paper, write a poem on it, and make it worth $6,000. That's a genius. Rockefeller can sign his name to a piece of paper and make it worth millions. That's capital. Uncle Sam can take gold or silver, stamp an eagle on it, and make it worth a dollar or more. That's money. And Hardy's can take a piece of 50-cent canvas and paint a picture worth millions. That's art. Listen, God can take a worthless, sinful life, wash it in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, put his Holy Spirit in it, and make it a blessing to all humanity. That's salvation. My friends, do you have it? If you go out into eternity without it, there will be judgment forever and ever and ever. Tonight I would like to speak of the certainty of judgment and hell. Then the description of it. And then the duration of it. And then the course of it. And then finally, praise God, the escape from it. Let's look at first the certainty of judgment and hell. It's attested to by God's word. It's certain because God's word says so. You might say, well, why should I believe God's word? Because everything ever been predicted down the ages. It's not been 99.99, like Brother Lincoln said tonight, true. But 100% true, it has happened. And my friend, you can be certain it will happen. You can't be certain about many things in this life. You can't even be certain you'll be living tomorrow night. It's a fact you can't even be certain you'll be living tonight, Joe. And you can't even be certain you'll go out of this building alive tonight. But one thing you can be certain of in this life is that you have salvation. And another thing you can be certain of tonight, that after death, it's judgment. My friend, where will it be for you tonight if you go out into eternity without Christ? Listen at what the psalmist says. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And hell doesn't mean the grave like some people would want to explain it away here. No, if you read the context, it demands that it means hell itself. The fate of everyone that rejects Christ. Listen at what Job says. Because there is wrath, Job says, beware. Because there is judgment, be ready. Lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver you. My friend, if you go out into eternity without Christ, it's nothing can deliver. Suppose he takes you away with his stroke. He has done it the last year 3 times in our community. Praise God, they were all ready. If it had been you, where would you be tonight? After death, judgment, hell. Friend, I tell you tonight, if you're in here without Christ, heed the warning. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, judgment. Judgment. 2 Thessalonians 8 says, Jesus is coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and them that obey not the gospel of Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. My friend, he's coming as a powerful judge. When he comes next, Are you ready to meet? Are you ready to meet? Oh, I pray tonight you would know before you left this building tonight, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you are ready to meet. Revelation 20:15, that's some solemn words. Whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's solemn words. Didn't say, if you were good, you were not cast in. Whosoever's name was not found. The reason for their final doom, not their good works, wasn't found in the Lamb's book. No. Their name wasn't written there. Is your name written there tonight? In that Lamb, bright and fair. Is it written in that book? I'll tell you, if it's not written there, you'll face the judgment. You'll face the judgment. That's that. It's certain, not only because God's word, it's certain because the words of Christ, over and over and over, he spoke of hell and judgment. More about hell and judgment than of hell. The Lord knew what it was going to be like. And that's why he warned men and women of his day. Think of who speaks it, the Lord himself. If thy right eye offend thee, says, pluck it out. For it's more profitable for thee that one member should perish and that your whole body be cast into hell. You know, if a member of our body causes us to sin, it would be better that we lose that member than to be cast into hell for eternity. Matthew 12:41 says, all who have done iniquity will be cast into the furnace of fire. It says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord again says, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? I tell you tonight, if you go out without, there is no escape. There's no escape. Says, then we will say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Take them away. I have no place for them. Friend, you don't want to go to that place. I know nobody here tonight wants to go to that place. I trust you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're right with God tonight. If not, why not? I'm reminded of the hymn we sometimes sing in the gospel. Sinners, whither will you wander? Whither will you stray? All remember, life is slender. 'Tis but a short day. Would you escape the awful sentence? From destruction flee. Seek the Lord by true repentance. Haste to Calvary. That's the place you can find it. On the cross. At the cross where Christ died. Why don't you flee there tonight? And know the salvation. It's certain also because of Christ's suffering. Do you think God would have let his son come? And let men take and do to him what they did? Or do you think the Lord Jesus would have allowed it himself? And let men put him on a cross and then let God punish him for our sin? If there wasn't judgment or hell, never, my friend, you can be certain it is after death. Oh, but he died to save us from hell. John 3:16 says that whosoever believeth should not perish, you see, but have eternal life. Oh, would you come? And he lives to deliver us from hell. Says he One day you'll deliver us from the wrath to come. Let's look at the description of it. Matthew 8 and 12, it says, cast into outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth, a furnace of fire, sorrow, weeping. That's what hell is. Nobody wants to go there. No one wants to go to that place. I said, it's weeping. Look at what the rich man, he's in hell. And it says, he cried. Oh, Father Abraham, have mercy. Every person ever cried for mercy in this life received it from the Lord Jesus. But now he's waiting till it's too late. And he's crying for mercy. He cannot receive it. No requests granted in hell. Oh, he says, Abraham, just send Lazarus. Only one drop. That's not a big request. Only one drop. Friend, he never got it. You don't get any requests filled in hell. And it was a big request because there's no water in hell. He's still wanting that drop of water. Friend, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go to that kind of place. It's real. It's real. It's going to happen if you go out of life without him. What a place. Misery. Wailing. Crying of the lost soul. Oh, if I were to wholly trust in Christ. My friend, you'll remember 12 minutes past 7 on January the 18th, he was in the gospel chapel. You'll remember quite clearly because you'll have memory there. How Freddie warned us of this place. You'll say, why didn't he come down there and force me to do it? Friend, I can't do that. It must be your home will. But oh, we'd all love to see you come. I'll say it to her tomorrow morning. She went out into eternity and didn't know the Lord. He went out. He died last night. After listening at that gospel and he's in there. And I trembled as I preached the message. I trembled this afternoon as I prepared the message. I felt weak. As I could see people in here. Crying out. What a place of misery and torment. Luke 13 says this. And this got to me so much this afternoon. I just wept. When ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophet. And ye yourselves cast out, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My friend, tonight, you go out there and you see your wife in heaven. And you know you could have been there and you see her so happy. And you missed it. To be weeping forever. You see that loved one, that son, that daughter there. And you yourself cast out. What will you do? You can't do nothing. Only but bury for heaven and heaven. Friend, it's solemn tonight. It's solemn tonight. Don't go to that place. Don't go there. Because there's no escape. Torment. Forever. Lake of fire forever, the burning of hell. I trust tonight you'll be wise and trust the Savior while you still have time, while you still have eternity. A young minister had preached the gospel, got down from the podium, and a young skeptic met him. Says, you did a good job tonight, young man. But I don't believe everything you said. I don't believe there's judgment after death. Oh, he said, it doesn't make any difference, my friend. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. Oh, the young man says, let's sit down and argue about it for a while. And I could prove to you that it's no judgment after that. The young preacher says, look, I didn't come here to argue about the Bible. I come to preach it. Oh, he says, you're just not smart enough to argue about it. He says, that might be true. That might be true, but remember this. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. That young man went home, and as he was going home, he says, the very frogs in the lake seemed to be saying, judgment, judgment, judgment. As he couldn't get no sleep that night, next morning he called the pastor very early and said, I want to know how I can miss that judgment and gain heaven. And he trusted Christ as his Savior. I would to God you would be like that young man tonight and know for sure that you have him as your Savior. We looked at the certainty of it. We looked at the description of it. And now, the duration of it. Everlasting punishment. No end. Everlasting fire. Everlasting damnation. My friend, it's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No end. If a seagull was take to come out in the Atlantic Ocean, take one drop of water of his beak, and take it out to the Pacific Ocean, and do that once a year, and when he got the Atlantic Ocean dry, eternity would just be gone. My friend, to be in such a place, in such torment, forever like that, I tell you, I'd be sure tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I was sure of heaven and gonna miss it. And you could be sure tonight, you'll say, Freddie, how could I be sure? Or you could be sure by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I must have. I believe you went to that cross and took my sin. I ask for your forgiveness. I receive you as my Savior. Friend, that's all you need tonight. And you could miss it. And know for sure, heaven is your home. Won't you do it tonight? Won't you do it? But the cause of it, the cause of judgment and hell, is sin. Sin. Matthew 12:36 says this, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in that day of judgment. The words we speak will be the gauge of your life. By your words, the Lord says, you shall be justified. By your words, you will be condemned. If you've never said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, I'll receive you as my Savior. You said, no, tonight, I won't come. They'll condemn you that day. But if you said, Lord, I will receive you. I will accept you. Come into my heart. Come into my life. They'll justify you. They'll set you free that day. It's simple to do, isn't it? Deuteronomy 24:16 says this. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Everyone shall be punished for her own crime. Personal responsibility. The soul that sinneth, the scripture says, it shall die. That's what caused the judgment. That's what caused hell to be there. But not only was our sin, but the rejection of Jesus Christ. This is the damning sin tonight. All other sins can be forgiven. But to go out of this life into eternity without receiving Christ, you'll be damned forever in him. John 3:18 says this, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned. You see? That's simple language, isn't it? He that believeth not is condemned already. That's simple language. Either you believe or you don't believe. My question to you tonight, have you believed? If not, that will damn your soul in hell. I'll tell you, it's no other way. And the Lord Jesus could say, and you will not come to me that you might have life. He's ready to offer the life to me. He's ready to give you this eternal life. You see, there's no other alternative. There's no other way. Again, have you believed? First Peter 4:17 says this. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Christ? My friend, the end will be judgment and hell. Solemn words. Solemn words. But oh, let me tell you about the escape from it as we close. Only one way. And the Lord Jesus says, I am that way, the truth, the life. You heard me say it before. Without the way, you cannot know. Without the truth, you cannot. Without the way, you cannot go. Without the truth, you cannot know. Without the life, you cannot grow because you're still dead. He is the only way. Now, there is a way that seems right unto man. But you know what? The end is the way of death. The Lord Jesus said, as we close, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. By me. Not by baptism. Not by communion, the Lord's Supper. Many have done that and gone out into hell. But by me, the guarantee, he shall be saved. I close with this verse. Revelation 3:2. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. The question tonight. Are you willing to open the door? He's willing to come here. My friends, if you're not willing to open the door, it's only one thing left if you go out like that. And that's judgment. No one wants to go to that place. My heart would break if I heard tomorrow or sometime that someone went from this island out into eternity without Christ. I would never be able to take a funeral. I would go to pieces. Friend that has tonight, would you open the door tonight and let him in? Reminded of a story of an elderly woman. She had a home very close to the Queen's Castle. One day she got in an argument with her nearest neighbor, and she got upset with her friends for speaking gossip about her. She went into her home and she closed the door behind her. She said to herself, I'll never let one come in again. I'll never invite them in even for a cup of tea, ever. I'll be to myself forever. Then she heard a knock on the door. Ah, she said to herself, you could knock, but I'll never let you in. The knock got a little bit louder. She said, you could knock till doomsday. Go away. I'll never let you in. She heard those footsteps going away. She smiled. Next morning, she didn't smile. because she found out it was the queen had come to her door and knocked for admission, and she had turned her away. The story goes on to say the queen never returned to that home again. Friends, listen. I know about a greater one than a queen, this world, or the king. I know about the Lord Jesus Christ, greater than all the kings. He's knocking tonight. He's still knocking at your door tonight. If you refuse him one time too much, he might turn away and never return. This could be your last opportunity to let him in. Would you let him in? We're going to close by singing a verse of number 700. Friend, tonight, if God has been speaking to you, don't be foolish. Don't put off his pleading. Don't leave this place tonight without trusting him as your Savior. Be wise. Be wise. And come to him tonight. Number 700. Sing the first and the last verses. Who is this that's waiting? Waiting just outside the door? Who is he that's knocking, knocking, as he knocked before? Rise and bid him enter in. Peace and open bring. 'Tis thy Savior knocking, knocking. 'Tis thy Lord and King. After the first verse, I'll close in prayer, then we'll add the last verse. Number 700. Friend, I just feel like I should give an invitation. God's been speaking to you tonight. You want to say, I want to know for sure tonight, Freddie, that I'm going to miss the judgment. I'm going to miss hell. I want to know heaven's going to be my home tonight. Isn't that one tonight we'd like to say, Freddie, I want to trust him tonight as my Savior. I want to know tonight that he is mine. Would you raise your hand and we could pray for you? Just as we close tonight. Friend, after you move out of this building tonight, they're talking. He's going to get your mind off of it. This devil will snatch away to sleep. But a solemn message tonight. Be wise and try. Is there one? Let's pray. Father, indeed we realize tonight it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your Spirit. We believe that the Holy Spirit has been moving in hearts here tonight. We believe there's so many here tonight who have never trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior. Oh God, we pray that you would grant them the courage tonight to let go whatever's been holding them back and let the Lord Jesus Christ come into their heart and life tonight. Oh God, we pray. Save someone as our prayer. Don't let them go to hell. For we ask you in the Savior's name. Amen. The last verse in the meeting will be over.